The city of Murfreesboro is in the process of taking a special census. If the population increases significantly, the Heart of Tennessee will receive a larger amount of funds from the state. Local resident Logan Hickerson is a retired civil engineer from SEC Incorporated. He's helping with this special census.
We need to find the additional 20,000 people that are estimated to be here since the last certified census. We probably now have a population of somewhere around 131,000 people.
How can this special census benefit us?
A large portion of our city budget comes from state-shared tax revenue, from the sales tax and from fuel tax. And those are returned to the cities on a per capita basis.
Can you put that into perspective using dollars?
Using last year's figure, each person that's counted will allow us to get another $127. And that's per person. With 20,000 people, that amounts to about $2.8 million of new money that we won't get unless people return these cards. That's really the long and short of it, and that's only for 1 year.
Well, that explains why citizens like you and me benefit from filling out these census cards and getting them back quickly.
That's what pays for our parks, for the recreation, for our roads, for a lot of facilities in Murfreesboro that we all enjoy.
Are there a lot of things people need to fill out on this citywide census form?
The only thing that we're asking is for the first name, the last name of the person that lives at that address. And the other thing is the address. These cards will have a serial number on them that will allow the person that's responding to go online and give the information right then. All they have to do is enter that serial number. Their address will pop up. Then all they have to do is put those names down of everybody that's living in that house.
What about the really new residents of Murfreesboro who don't even get their mail yet? How can they be counted in this special census?
The city's solid waste department is putting out flyers on every new garbage can. About 10 to 15 new residents are coming every day, and each one of those probably has an average of 2 to 2.3, maybe 2.5 people per residence. We're putting a flyer attached to that trash can to get these people to get online and send us their information.
In reality, the residents of Murfreesboro are the ones who will benefit from this special census. And I'm glad to hear the really newcomers are also included. But if you're not comfortable with the computer, is there another way that you can be counted?
Simply write the information down on that card, put the card in a self-addressed envelope, and stick it in any mailbox. We'll get the information either way.
So when you get your census packet in the mail, you can either go online and fill it out there, or simply write in the names and your address and put it in the self-addressed stamped envelope. Turnaround time is important, so don't sit it aside and forget about it. All of us here in Murfreesboro will benefit. So when your special census information arrives, please fill it out quickly and get it back. We've been talking with Logan Hickerson. He's a local resident who's a retired civil engineer from SEC Incorporated. And Logan is helping with Murfreesboro's 2018 special census. And that's the story from News Radio WGNS.